Chapter 12. Dathomir Spaceport.
Night had fallen. Alana had been fed, had completed her studies, had been tucked into bed by C-3PO.
Now that he was gone, she rose and dressed again, this time adding a dark hooded jacket to her ensemble to make her harder to see in the dark, then got Angie and crept to the mini-lift. Just as they had the previous night, they exited the Millennium Falcon and descended to the ground. Just as the previous night, Alana saw someone standing night watch in the needle ship berthed near the Jade Shadow. This time, the silhouette seemed to be that of a woman, sitting alone in the cockpit and barely visible behind the canopy. Alana didn't like the way that made her feel, like the woman was watching her. But wasn't that the way she always felt when she disobeyed? Instead of heading straight for Monarg's hangar, Alana led Angie around in the darkness until she could see the Falcon's cockpit. Through the viewport, she could see C-3PO sitting in the co-pilot seat, apparently studying the baffling array of controls on the main console. Alana activated her comlink.
3PO?
The droid jerked upright. He looked back along the Falcon's cockpit access corridor, and his voice came back across the comlink.
Yes, Miss Alana, have I forgotten something? Would you care for a nice glass of water or milk, perhaps?
We can see you.
C-3PO leaned forward a little, as if to assure himself that Alana could not be crouching at the end of the corridor, out of his sight.
Oh, I doubt that very much. None of the bulkheads between us is made of transparasteel.
But the forward viewport is. Turn around and look hard.
The droid did as commanded, swiveling in his seat, looking first at the monitor screens on the console, then peering out through the forward viewport. Alana stood on tiptoes, stretched her hand as far above her head as she could, and waved at him. The droid came to his feet.
Oh my! Miss Alana, how did you get out there?
We walked here.
I clearly must have forgotten to lock the exterior hatches, yet I remember doing so. Did you decrypt the password? 34 characters long and composed of a baffling array of illogical alphanumeric sequences. You would have to display skills far beyond those you have demonstrated in your studies.
It doesn't matter. We're going out.
No, no, you must come back inside. I'll be right out.
We'll be gone by then. But you can find us at Monarg's Mechanic Works. We're going to rescue R2-D2.
Oh, no, Miss...
She switched off her comlink and dashed out of sight at the cockpit viewports, knowing with a child's certainty that C-3PO would be along to sort things out if she couldn't rescue her other droid friend.